What I notice about people that struggle in real estate from a psychology point of view is that they're really bad fortune tellers. And what I mean by fortune tellers is they have this incredible ability to assess the future in a wrong way. They seem to be able to magnify and catastrophize a situation. And what I want you to start understanding is that to get the occasional anxious thought, negative thought, the thought that, you know, like there's a part of your head that's always, you know, in doubt, in fear, am I going to make it? Am I good enough? And you have self-talk. In fact, the research shows that you have about 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, and that 90% of those thoughts, are pretty much the same thoughts that you had previously. The reason why this is important is that if you're able to change your thoughts from what I call automatic negative thoughts and start replacing them, substituting them with positive, empowering thoughts, you will start seeing a change in your results. And I want you to think, even if, listen to me, even if your thoughts aren't on track that day, your physiology, the way that you move, can change the way that you feel. And what I'm going to tell you is the best guys and girls I know in real estate, you know what they do? They separate feelings from behavior. Never, ever, never be the person that has feelings drive their behavior. And the reason I say it is that if you're going to feel to do something, you're going to be fucking waiting a long time a lot of the times, because no one's going to feel like doing 30 call connects a day till it becomes habitual. So that triangle of cognitive behavioral therapy says that stop relying on your feelings to drive your thoughts, to drive your behaviors, and many times just taking action is going to just change your feelings and change your thoughts. I'm letting you know that the real estate gym next year is going to be, as Susan just, you know, put her hands up, we are going to blow it off the charts, because what we've got in mind is far more coaching videos where I'm not just simply interviewing real estate agents and asking them, you know, these 10, 15 questions. We're actually going to be doing coaching with me doing a lot of the coaching and then zipping in and actually showing you how an agent does a thing.